Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house and in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
Red, what's happening, brother?
Junior, this Scrunch. I seem like I'm the only one on so far.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I hit the wrong one. What's happening, Scrunch? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, just riding, getting ready to listen to my favorite show.
Well, shit, you might be running the show tonight, brother. You know how this goes, man.
Yeah, I got you. We can bring that new car out, now, boy.
Fill me in. What's going on, man? I know y'all been working hard over there trying to get it together now.
Dark Vader had oil pressure this week. She's back from the dyno sounding like a goddamn monster.
Uh-oh.
We stuck it in, wiring up the race pack and everything else, the headlights. You know, Dark Vader had them yellow and red eyes, so we had to get them put in. I blacked out everything I could on the car. I wanted to fit the bill. I wanted to sound like the name. I even bought him a new race suit in black just so he could do it and painted his helmet to look like Darth Vader.
So when do you plan on being out with it?
We gonna debut it. We saving it to debut to actually race it at the show.
Okay.
We gonna do it at Slouchy Show on the 26th, and we plan on engaging.
You mean at the show? That is the show.
at the show on the 26th. On the 26th at US 131. Then we're going to turn around and come back to our event on August, I think, what is it, August 9th, the $10,000 shootout, and bring that money back home.
I'm gonna tell you this. You're gonna have to get in line with everybody else because there's a whole lot of people in line trying to get that $10,000.
Yeah, it was a slick thing about me. I'm putting in a few cars, so I'm hedging my odds. It'd be a couple out of Young Money Never Scared camp.
You supposed to? I mean, now my question is this: Who gets the lay down rule? All right, come on now. I mean, let's keep it real now. Either y'all going in there, you going in there to do battle, or somebody got to lay down. What's happening?
We doing battle, man.
Okay, that's
we
what's
doing
up.
Battle. We keep it 100. We keep it 100. If they put us up there, that's just the way the ball bounces. You know, we there. First and foremost at our event to give a show. And if that's the way it go down and we already discussed it, we gonna say, well, he faster, he better. It's whoever get to that line, do your thing to get that money back to the house.
That's right.
Okay? Never scared works like that.
That's the way to do it.
You know, we
when
do
you
that.
Got,
we get
when
in
you
the
got show. Multiple cars. I mean, the money's going back home. So, I mean, in the end, that's what matters.
That's right. So that's what we doing. That's what we doing. I'm hoping to have Darth Vader out there. Most definitely a spoiled brat getting in. That's the old lucky car right there. He go roundy round, even though he's so slow.
There you go.
Yeah, we threaten.
You ain't always got to be the fastest car, brother. You know, a lot of times the real fast cars, you know, they make mistakes, man. You know, they always pressing, trying to go to the next level. So,
yes, they are. We just trying to get down the track where they could knock the tire off and got aboard a run. We can keep going.
That's right.
We can get down. That's what we winning at because we getting down. We A to B every time. That's what I'm talking
about. What up?
What's happening? What's going on, Rich?
Not much, man. Just got in. Just had a daddy moment. The youngest got off her training wheels and then ran my ass over. So big toe bumps throbbing right now.
I mean, then you know what? She's doing good. If she got off the training wheel, she's doing real good.
Yeah, man.
That's why I was late, man.
Hey, it's getting close, fellas. Start getting your cars ready. Start getting your hearts ready. Start getting your white socks ready because we're going to have the greatest show on earth come on July 26th. Got the baddest of the baddest coming to town. The baddest. We got a three-lane wide bouncy house for the fake races. Got plenty of food. We got a $10,000 shootout where you got some of the fastest cats in the country coming to get that money. We gonna have a family event, the Midwest Grudge Nationals, first annual Midwest Grudge Nationals at US 131, one of the baddest tracks that you can have in the Midwest, one of the best facilities for your drivers. We coming to cater to the drivers and the grudge races. This is their show, not ours. So we just looking for your support. We supporting each other. And it's time to get these races locked in. John Doe sent me a message that he committing premeditated murder on July 26th. And you know what? He already got a list out of people that he planned to murder. So he going to tell them, get your Sunday's best on because he's going to lay you in the casket that night.
Who's John Doe?
Young Money Racing. Randy.
Young Money. That's the CEO, Young Money.
Hold on now.
Check this out. I heard the Empire is about to strike back. For all you Star Wars fans, I heard Darth Vader coming. The Empire strikes back. you know, he's coming to revenge. Then I heard this red bone coming, but we call it yellow thing, and we ain't seen her in 3 years. We heard she got a booze job and a booty job. So we heard he coming out. She coming out, and look, she ain't giving up no booty for less than $5,000. So if you ain't a heavy hitter, don't even come with her with small change. She'll dance for $200. She'll dance for $500. Let me finish.
You know the music. You know the music I was playing now. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. X marks the spot. X marks the spot. And I heard DMX had oil pressure. And I heard he got one person on mine. Lil Tony said, "I ain't gonna tell you about it. I'm gonna be about it." I heard he just coming to kill people. He in and out. So US 131 gonna be off the hook. I mean, look. We gonna feed you. We gonna give you a great facility. Bring the family. The music is gonna be the bomb. The atmosphere is gonna be the bomb. The fellowship is gonna be the bomb, but the testosterone is gonna be through the roof. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to bring down that testosterone level because it's about to go down, man. Yep.
Hey Ridge, I'ma have a van at the gate. I'ma be renting out rubber galoshes. Y'all know what that is? You know the rubber boots they wear in the slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Boy, the way it's looking, it's going to be a bloodbath now.
Hey,
I don't want nobody to misinterpret what I'm saying. With regards to grudge racing, man, that shit going to be a bloodbath, boy.
Hey, I think I'm going to bring, you know, I sell cutting wheels and drill bits and I sell all that and sawzalls. I'm going to bring a bunch of them because they're going to have to cut up the bodies to put them in the bag. It's going down, man. You know, we're going to see what a little Luke Skywalker does when his daddy put him in that yellow thing in that Darth Vader. We're going to see what little Luke Skywalker does. Aaron said he coming to win. Rube said he coming to win. Lil Tony coming to win. Chicago coming to win.
Yes, sir.
So you know, hey, Wicked Quick, Kip said he don't give a who line up next to him.
Ain't no friends on that day.
I'm gonna be handing out black gloves because everybody gonna be slapping everybody.
You're right about that.
But if you can't get a race that day, you need to check your heart and your balls because everybody that is running gonna be there. You ain't trying to run nobody.
I don't care if you got a Suburban, a Cavalier, a Honda Accord, or
listen,
a full-blown race car. If you cannot engage that day, you ain't trying to do nothing, man. Not for real.
Listen, and then you got Cecil. Cecil been waiting 3 years to slap somebody. And I think he gonna be doing a lot of slapping that day. Off the water, he gonna reach back to the water and slap you. So it's going down, man. We about to put on the event of the year. We about to give you the best racetrack that you could possibly put horsepower to. And I heard the Moscone said, you know what, they bum rushing everybody. Dougie said he bum rushing everybody. He don't care who's sitting next to him.
And they're going out the back door.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about right there.
And then listen,
I love to see his lungs.
Then you got Johnny Quick, aka Clint Eastwood, the the good, the bad, and the ugly, he coming to take people out. And then you got the executioner. He said he ain't killed, you know, he ain't killed nobody on the west side of the state in a long time, but he coming to do it that night.
There you go.
Yes, he is.
Didn't he?
And,
didn't
and the killer,
your last
killer, listen, listen. And the killer part is Friday night gonna be better than Saturday because it's gonna be tested all night. And you don't think nobody gonna line up? Come on, man. It's going down July 26th, man. If you ain't set that date, man, I think you're gonna be the only grudge racer. If you ain't there, you're gonna be the only grudge racer by yourself wherever you at. You can forget about everything else that's happening the week before. You know, it's an event the week before. You know, we understand that they doing their thing, but we doing the thing.
You know we got some brothers from down south coming up, some cold assassins.
Come on.
Looking for.
Come on, man.
Well, a couple of them already got locked in races up here.
Yes,
but,
sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
One or two races that ain't enough in the night. You know, they trying
come
to engage.
Now.
They trying to go all night, baby.
Ride or die coming. They said they coming to win. Listen, man, we ain't even got to regulator racing, man. And then Chucky, red hair, I don't care. Come on, man. People coming. They coming to win. They coming to win. You gonna have the baddest grudge races in the Midwest at one location. Looking to engage. You got the Hulk. You got Tate coming, man. Tate ain't even, man, Tate's slapping the first person he see. Seriously.
Oh, you know he going to walk in through the gate slapping somebody.
Come on, man. Come on. Tate coming Friday night slapping people. He might start Wednesday slapping people, just riding through
you,
Michigan
hey,
slapping
hey, you,
people.
Hey, you right about that.
Come on, man. We've been quiet long enough on this event, man. We giving 100. These next 4 weeks, we giving 100 to this event, man, every Sunday. It's the event of the year. If you ain't there, man, you missing out. You missing out on one of the first annual Midwest Grudge Nationals, man. This is the real deal. This is the real deal, man. If you can't get a race,
I mean,
what? You can't come without your balls, man.
Let me tell you, it's gonna be
so tight. You can't even get in the bouncy house. It's gonna be so because the fake race is gonna be engaging, man. It's gonna be so hype. You can't even get in the bouncy house.
Hey, y'all, you gonna have pit control for the bouncy house also?
Man, listen, we gonna put them all in there with white socks and let them slap on each other, and whoever come out wins.
There you go. You will be giving out a trophy at the bouncy house also, correct?
We're giving out a bouncy house. Look what we got debuting, man. You got Darth Vader debuting. You got the Moscone's debuting. You got John Doe debuting. You got something new coming from Rubes. You got something new coming from the Moscone's. You got something new. You got something big and better coming out of Johnny Quick. You got something big and better coming out of Lil Tony. You know how many new cars we got coming out that day? You got Cecil coming out, man. You got the Hulk new and improved. You got Tate new and improved. You got Donye new and improved. Man, you got some new stuff coming out that debuting that day. This event is about man. We got to stop talking about it and being about it. This is the event to be at, man. Seriously, I'm off my soapbox.
Hey, Dougie, what's happening, man?
What's up, Junior? How you doing, sir?
It's another great Sunday, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, just enjoying the dinner enjoying the evening after doing the dinner dishes.
That's right. That's right. What's up? What's on your mind, Doug?
Oh, nothing. You know, I'm just listening to the show. I enjoy listening.
You guys ready to engage already?
You ready on the 26th? Well, yeah, 25th, technically.
That's what's happening, brother. I know one thing. We got damn near a month to go.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
exactly
ahead,
1 month.
What are you going to say, Reggie?
What are your expectations with you and your team on the 25th and the 26th? What are you looking? What kind of outcome are you looking for?
I guess from the way the rest of the world talks, I guess we'll just be lucky to make it there and get down the track from what I hear.
I ain't ask what you hear. I ask what you believe, brother.
I expect that if John Doe show up and that goddamn punk-ass North End Never Scared car shows up, that yellow Mustang, and them bitches want to get down for $5,000, it's over with for them.
Ooh, shit. Ooh, wee.
Damn, I Ooh-wee. Think you just slapped somebody. Did you just steal on somebody? Is that walking up slapping somebody?
Red. Hey, Red.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't slap nobody. I'm just making
Squint,
a statement.
You
asked
Squint,
my expectation.
You still on there?
Goddamn right he's on there. He's just quiet as a church mouse.
Because, I mean that is part of the extended party. I think Squinch might have got knocked off with that one. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, y'all done had all winter long. It's time to engage now.
Yeah.
Well, Junior, I'm not gonna talk about it, but I'll be there on the 20th. I will be there the week of the event. So
there you go.
We'll see what happens that weekend. I'll be there.
Hey, Reg, let me go on and open up a couple here, see what's happening. 517-2683, your mic is open. Your mic is open. 313-5817. You know, I've been having issues with this. This done lit up damn near every number that's on here. Let me go through it. 313-0150.
Man, Young Money, man.
Who?
What's happening, man? I heard Dougie talking all that bullshit, man. Ain't nobody stunned, Dougie. Ain't trying to do nothing. Ren, what's happening, man? What's going on, man? What's happening, bro? Man, listen, I'm real close, Junior. Goddamn it, I'm being quiet, but I'm real close. Goddamn it, somebody gonna die. There you go. July 26th, I'm gonna tell you that though.
I mean, the coming out party, y'all let out a whole slew of fireworks, and it done died out after that. What's happening, man?
Hell no, Junior didn't die out. They bought another race car to start a rental business, man. You ain't see that? They the upcoming Young Money.
Hey, Dougie.
I want to wreck that thing. I need some seat time, Randy.
Man, when I light fire hold of y'all last, boy, y'all going to be done for the rest of the year.
Oh, man, I can only beg for that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's coming, goddamn it. It's coming.
Hey, Randy, you got a rental service going on?
Yeah, man, you know, you give me $75, buy your own nitrous and gas, man, and sign the waiver, man, you can drive this old Nova I got down here, man.
You said, hold on, you said $35?
$75, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, hell no. Hey, Randy, $75, I go to Great America, I ain't got to pay for gas or nothing. All I do is hold on to that bitch. I tell you this, that's a good deal for those that need some seat time. Shit.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Junior. Look up 313-5817. Open up 313-5817.
Tell them to hit the one button.
Hit the one button, X.
Uh-oh.
Ha,
tell you right now, X. Motherfucking Facebook, boy. Tell it all, boy.
Oh, man. I did not see the number, Red. All
right, I'm going to text him and tell him to hit the one button. Obviously, he ain't listening. Hit the one button, X.
You said 5817?
Yeah.
No, sir.
All
right,
go ahead
right
and open
here.
Up some more.
I got him right.
Oh, okay.
313. What the hell is going on?
Hey, man, y'all need to cut that out.
Hold on, man. Let's put that shit on. Hey, I know who's in the house. Hey, man, cut that shit. Thank you. 313-5817. What's happening?
What's up?
Man, you been real quiet, X. What's going on, man?
Man, it ain't nothing to talk about, man. It ain't nothing really to talk about, so I had to be quiet, man.
So I guess today you have something to talk about, or you going to stay quiet?
No, I ain't quiet, but you know, I ain't really talking much, but I got oil pressure.
Okay.
So what you saying? You got oil pressure, what you saying?
Hey, July 26th, Wayne, if he got that white bitch out, I'm knocking fouled his ass.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Hold on, we got AX. Is that you with the background noise?
That ain't me.
Hey, if you ain't on, if you're not talking, put your phone on mute so to help us out.
You know, that's my only thing. I just want that guy head up, 8 Mile. Do what you gotta do.
Woo!
If he's there, I'm pretty sure you're gonna be able to get what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I'm not talking bad on him because I know he said he got a problem with his car. You know, I'm not one of them guys, but if he got a car, if his car there, we gotta get down that night.
And I can lock that in, X. That ain't a problem.
You know what? His car ain't running, so I don't even want to, you know, press the man to try to get his car done quicker or whatever. Let him take his time. If his car there and both of them got oil pressure, get down before the night over.
No problem. We be in the lane. If we there, before 5 o'clock, because we're going to be busy. It's got to be before the shootout or after the shootout. Okay? Matter of fact, we'll do a test hit on you. That's how we're going to do that. When we get ready to do a shakedown, we'll call you.
Oh, yeah. See, hey, you know what, dog? You trying to be a funny guy, man. No, you know what? The only thing you had to say was, if we there, we going to do it. You see, all that other stuff, I'm not into all that no more. I'm not going to even feed into y'all little slick-ass comments. I'm not feeding into that. I'm done with all this arguing with you guys. Even we going to race or we not. It ain't going to be no slick-ass talk to make a nigga race quicker or make this, do that. If we there, you a man just like I'm a man. He a man just like I'm a man. It ain't got to be that slick shit. Even we going to race or we not.
Okay. Because see where you take it, and we'll do it like this. If he there, he on the property, you going to race. But
if both cars there and they got oil pressure, let's get down.
Say if that car don't make it, and we got another
hey,
level to get coming. I'm just
hey,
asking.
Quinch.
Hold on.
I see you trying to jump into the plate too. What you is going to say you want to do something? Just say that. don't say we got
come
another
on,
level
man.
Here. It ain't no we. When it comes to your car, that's your car. Y'all got to count. That's your car, though. Say, if this car don't show, would you like to entertain the thought of racing this one? That's all you got to say, man. I don't want to hear that.
I like the way you're wording,
these days. Greatly respect that. Less,
hey, my thing is, my cars is Whiplash. I own them cars. Even if I was with Never Scared, Young Money, Regulators, that's still my car. I'm not going to say what if one of my our cars ain't there, because it ain't our car. It's your car. It's just the name that carry our cars together, man.
Right, okay.
If you left right now, if you left Never Scared and Young Money right now, what would your cars be called? Would it be called Spoiled Brat and Dark Vader without a name with it? It ain't going to be called that. So if you getting to the point where you just want to race me, just say, hey, X, you want to race if this car don't show up? Can me and you lock up something? Or can we race for a little something that day? Just say that, man. I'm with it.
That's fair.
You know, I'm with it. I ain't got no – I'm just not getting in that arguing bullshit no more. If that's what's got to go down first, we ain't got to talk. I'm not getting in no argument with you no more about your car is a piece of shit, my car piece of shit. I'm not doing that no more. That's for kids, man. We grown-ass men. You going to race or you not?
There you go. Very well said.
You know, it ain't about who got the biggest crew that day. It's who got the baddest car that day. This shit is cars. This shit ain't us. So if Wayne don't make it and you there, I entertain you.
You still there, Squinchy? Nope, he dropped off, X. He might be coming back. Well, I'm glad to hear you got oil pressure and you ready to go, brother.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Man,
I fell off. Yeah, I appreciate what you said, X. I understand. So we going to do this DMX to Squinchy, no crew. We going to race. Me and you, we'll step to
okay.
the side. Don't, hold on,
you know,
let me finish. I gave you everything. And I might fall off because I'm riding through the mountains. I just want to get it out.
Okay.
Me and you,
go ahead.
Lock in, yes, we'll pull it up. If we lock in money or we don't lock in money and just going to race just to get it out the way. We're going to get the slouch,
hey,
let him know. We get up in the lanes and we'll do it, okay? Because I'm going to be there.
Me and you going to race. And,
yeah.
And it's this way. You know the race you said with Lil Wheel?
Yeah.
You know the race you and Lil Wheel got? I want to race
Yeah.
for Brat first, because remember you said, I ain't whoop nobody, you will try me with the street car. So I got to get that race first. And then Dark Vader can get the next lane right after that. After the car cooled out, Dark Vader can get down.
I'm not giving you I'm not giving you Lil Wheels race. I'm giving you what me and you going to race. I'm going to get Spoiled Brat.
Well,
if you want Spoiled Brat, you got to race me with the and I mean, I don't know the name of the car, but I think it's your wife's car. And I greatly appreciate her.
Hey, Squinchy. I just want to say one thing to you real fast. We need to go back a couple shows where you said, oh, DMX, you ain't whoop nobody. You can't even whoop Johnny Wheels with that slow-ass car you got. We'll try you with Spoiled Brat. We got to go back and pull that back up so you will know that you did say that.
Okay,
You did say that.
Hold on, DMX, you never heard me dispute it. I'm talking about what we're talking about right now. We moving past there because evidently you changed to a new day. And I'm listening to the
no,
new
No, I
DMX.
Didn't. Hey, Squint. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
All right. You saying that you done moved on and if we get to the property, we going to race. I'm saying this, okay? If I'm going to race your best of your best, I'm going to do it with Darth Vader. If the thing that I would like to really race and that I was really thinking of is that nitrous car, my nitrous car to your nitrous car. And if
Let me finish.
If I think better matchup, to be honest, to your Pro Charge car. Not taking
okay. Okay.
I'm going to say this in front of everybody so all y'all can hear. Oh, DMX do got a bad bitch. It's just it needs to change. You got a bad bitch. That bitch ride. Your car. It's a
okay.
bad motherfucker. I'm not going to take that away from you. I just think it needed some issues worked out. But if that's the thing, I want to race that with Darth Vader. Let's give a show. If I'm going to race you, let's give a real show.
Hey, Squinchy, let me tell you something. Sooner I get 3 good hits out the yellow car, I run spoiler brack, head up, spray to spray.
Okay.
Before I get the hit, I can't talk to you. I'm not going to give you my money to say, Squinchy, here's a Christmas present for little Chris. Tell him good driving. I want little Chris for that shit.
Hey, I like that.
Soon as I get three good hits off the yellow car, we going to test the yellow car soon because I want to have both cars there that night. We're going to go test the yellow car, get it right. If we get it right, we run both of your cars that night. And we ain't gotta do it, you know. You ain't gotta come talk about we gotta do it 10,000, 5,000, and all that. You know,
then you can get the cars there. But I really think me and you should step back and let her, your wife, and little Chris work out that one. Okay?
Squinchy, listen. That's all we had to do the first time. Instead of that, you a bitch, blah, 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 this, that, whatever. Listen, man. Just hear me out right quick. I don't want to go through that with you no more, dog. We not in middle school no more. We not in high school where we got shit to prove to some motherfucking body. That shit is for the birds, man. That's why I told you, hey, Squinchy, I'm having problems today, man. Leave me alone right now. And then the shit just kept going and kept going. I don't want to do that no more, man. We're not going to bring that up no more. But the thing is, man, we're through with that.
I'm saying, let's let them two work it out because if that's him and her, that's her car, and I think it's just the fitting. Let her set her grudge race up, and I let little Chris set that up between them. Because out of the two pairs, out of all of us, you know, let's let them two work it out. Me and you could go sit and have a pop or a beer and let them work out how they want the race to be done. Really, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll let them two for that car. Now, when it comes to Darth Vader and your car, that's me and you. We'll put that together. Okay, because all folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll just go ahead. We'll set it up. Well, both cars there. I don't want to lock nothing in. Just say lock money in. I don't want to do that because that could be a jink one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? We still got 3-4 weeks before this date comes. But both cars there.
I set that bitch cocked and loaded and left it in the trailer. I'm ready.
And that's what I'm saying. I got to check something on my car, and I'm not fucking with it no more until that day.
Okay, we can move on. Junior, what's up? What else going on, baby?
I'm ready to open up.
Go ahead.
517-2378, your mic is open. 517-2378, your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
You're calling.
Okay.
313-8405, your mic is open. 313-8405.
630-0018,
your mic is open.
0018. What up, Junior? It's Big Pun, man. What's going on?
What's happening, Pun? What's going on, brother?
Man, just trucking and listening to y'all.
There you go, man.
Listen to these Michigan boys tell X, I ain't never met him, but I need a spokesperson. That man can speak real well.
There you go. Hey, X. X. He may have fell off. No, he's still on this. So what's happening, Pun?
Nothing, man. Just headed to the West Coast, that's all. That's all.
There you go. You have a safe trip, brother.
Yes, sir. Got racing on my mind. You know how I go. Can't wait to this show, Lil Tony Ivan, on the 26th. Sound like it's going to be some good action.
No doubt. I mean, we got a lot of we got a lot of races that we really ain't putting them out there yet that, I mean, for the most part, are confirmed and locked in. And it should be a real good show. And again, hey, Reg, Slouch.
Like ain't nobody on right now.
I mean, they're open. I don't know what's going on with this. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
What's up, Reg? What up?
I need
some wheels, a couple bolts, and some brake clean, man. I need it ASAP.
Who is this?
It's X, motherfucker.
Hey, I'll be over to fulfill that order, man.
AX.
I need it, man.
AX. Go on Facebook. His number's on there. Give him a private call.
Hey, Junior. I can do
Man, look, if any of you guys got a auto shop, got a body shop, a chassis shop, I provide nuts and bolts, fasteners, cutting wheels, grinders, penetrating oils. I can give you the best price out. I won't charge you shipping or freight. Y'all gotta check me out. Support my business. American made products, next day, no shipping or freight. I supply Team Z is there with all their nuts and bolts. I supply Chris Holbrook, Straight Shot Performance, Diamond Fab, XL Customs, Drayton Motors, New Appearance Body Shop, Mike Peters, the Moscone's. They all are customers, and they take care of me. Rob Freiberger from ABC Customs, Rich from PRE. I supply everybody, man. I just got good quality product.
Is that just for the guys in Michigan, or is that
I cover Southeast Michigan is my territory. That's my territory.
You know, well, I'm in Southeast Michigan, and I ain't got nothing yet. It's ridiculous.
Hey, excuse me for a second. You said Freiberger?
Huh?
ABC Chrome? Bob Freiberger?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen. That's one of the best kept secrets right there.
Yeah, if you want to get something chrome, like Squinchy said, go see Rob Freiberger. He's the best chrome guy around. You gotta support Rob. Rob supports us grudge races. He's having a car built, too. But he's one of the best pound-for-pound chromers around.
And he is one of the best. But if he can bring some shit to the grudge gang, because he coming out with they did not go halfway on that one.
Yeah.
They did not go halfway. They got a bad one coming. Real.
Yeah, Rob Freiberger got a nice car coming out.
If they looking for the back door, the Moscone's and Dougie in there, I guarantee you getting all what you asking for plus a little bit more. A little bit more ain't nothing you're going to want to fuck with.
Yeah.
We definitely looking for it.
Oh, Rob Freiberger got you out the back door.
Getting off more than you fucking with them. Y'all done bit off a little bit more than y'all chew. Y'all got that, man. I guarantee you that one. That motherfucker is fine. For real. It ain't lit up no boards, but it just did some things, man, what they got, and it's redone again, man, and it's going to be nasty just to get in the grudge game. For real. They coming to set the world on fire.
Is that a stock suspension car, back half car? What's the deal with that? Street car or street or bull car?
Nah, man. It's a full-blown grudge car, man. Listen. This car gonna be for the big boys, like for the backdoor boys and them. I gotta put it like this for them. And I hope I ain't wrong to do them like this, but for them cold killers, them Dye, them baby Hitlers, shit like this.
He got you covered.
Up.
He got them covered.
He got them covered.
So what you saying? You ain't got nothing for none of them guys.
Hold on. You said what? Squinty. Hold on. You said. He trying to engage and he got who covered?
He got guys like Carl Kemp, Don Yeh, Baby Hitler. Hey, he got a monster coming, man. It's gonna be
Nitrous or turbo car.
It's a turbo. Okay,
huh?
You did already put out. It's a turbo.
Oh, okay.
But I want to see it's a goddamn. I want to see it's a goddamn airplane engine.
Now this is a grudge car. This is a grudge car, or class car.
Grudge car.
Okay.
Oh, this is strictly for grudge.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Power 28, 29, or am I asking too many questions? You know, I like to know what's out there. You know why? Because if we can accommodate them with something, we sure going to try.
Oh, yeah.
When he's ready, Junior, he gonna let the world know. He gonna promote it real big.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you like this: when you get in front of the car, if a girl got a dress on or some clothes,
sucking it off her,
she leaves that neck. She leaves that neck.
I ain't hear you, Squinch. You breaking up. What was that now?
I said if a girl dress on. And she's standing too close to the freaking car. He gonna suck it off and she'll leave that neck.
Oh, okay. enough said.
Yeah. Oh. He ain't playing for real. Ain't gonna be no little bitty hole in the front of that. I said, like, if he got a jet plane in the front of that motherfucker, it's ignorant. I talk about people got tire size turbo where he went out and did it. He clowned on this one.
Well, I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of turbo cars there, a lot of turbo grudge cars, supercharged grudge cars, so I can't see him not getting no action.
He gonna get some action, man. Like I said, Freiberger's building a hell of a car. He, no expenses spared. The car sit like everybody, and he's going to look to engage later in the year with everybody. He ain't running from nobody.
No,
like Squinchy said, it's gonna be one of the most anticipated grudge cars coming out, and I'm sure people are gonna be looking to entertain him. But just letting you know up front, he's building a monster.
A bad, real.
Yeah. So he
hey.
Look out for that car and towards the end of the season. Like I said, it's still in the chassis shop. It still got to go through paint and get some other things done. But he building a quality car, man. It's just a really nice grudge car. So, but he's gonna be looking to. Freiberger likes to pick fights, so you know he's gonna be trying to pick a fight with any other grudge car out there. So.
Yeah, he like to swing it King Kong because he's a big boy. I fight King Kong.
Like I said, it's a lot of cars coming out. People don't know about a lot of sleepers out there. It's gonna be a great year. You know, like I said, this. Freiberger's car is gonna be one of those cars that come out late. So, but it's gonna be a nice car.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Yeah, yeah, and you know, he said he gonna start in Chicago and work his way back.
Yes, he.
Well, I mean, you know, now that you said it like that, Reg, it sounds good, but it ain't gonna be no cakewalk on this side of the border now.
No, it is not.
He'll be ready. You know how you keep that monster in a cage when you need to go do some mass murders, then you let him out. That's when we gonna let him out on y'all.
I learned one thing about monsters. You change the channel and they're gone, man. Monsters don't exist, baby.
This
you
one
know?
Does, man. We had to name it The Thing. We had to name it The Thing, man. They named it The Thing. That's what's up. Can't describe it.
Hey, Ridge, I'm pretty sure we got plenty turbo, supercharged, and who knows, maybe even possibly nicest cars on this side of the border that would entertain. I mean, one of two things going to happen. You either win or lose. They ain't never going to be a draw.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just trying to put in some wings and some wings and a tail on the back of the motherfucker so after he races the motherfucker, he can just take off and fly back around.
Okay. That's your time.
Yeah, man. I think that car is going to fly. It's going to be called Northwest Airlines.
What the fuck? I was trying to do.
I mean, what's up with all your other turbo guys on here? Come on now. Or you may be speaking the truth. I don't know.
Hey, it's kind of hard to hear.
What's going on?
What's up, fellas? This is Chucky.
Chuck.
What up, Brian Davis?
On?
Hey, did
Brian,
that Motown guy come on?
Not yet. Hey, man, little Chucky had a birthday, didn't he?
Yeah, Reed had one last not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before that.
Sure,
happy birthday to him.
So, thank you.
Sure enough, still had a lot of candy on the table, too, boy.
Yeah, that was stupid candy on the table. Who ate the candy?
I had some of it.
Hey, Chuck, that some was with a big S or a small S?
It was definitely big. His cat flock, the whole
yeah.
thing.
What's going on,
yeah,
man?
I was wondering,
what's happening?
I was just calling in to see if that Motown dude called in. I was on Wayne's show this past Thursday, and he had got on there and said that he had thought that me and him had locked in on this show for your guys' event. And I don't ever recall locking him in. Yeah, I know that him and Dougie talked a little bit. And I don't remember locking him in because I was trying to play with Donnie for late money. And if I would have locked you guys in, I wouldn't have called Donnie. He said I locked him in for an off-the-trailer race. And I told him that's what he I told him that I didn't do that, but if he thought that and that's what he wanted to do, I told him to give your guys' show a call tonight, and I can accommodate him. He's wanting to go 28 snow bars off the trailer for 500 at your event. And I said, you said everything
well,
I like.
Brian, it wasn't the lock-in. You didn't lock him in.
He thought he did, and I was looking for an off-the-trailer race. You know, I was trying to see if Turbo GT wanted to do something, but they're not too sure yet because they got a big race that day as well, you know. So he was giving me what I wanted, an off-the-trailer race with 28s and no bars. So that's how he said he'd do it for $500.
Now, I've heard Motown on other shows, but I don't recall him
ever. He called here. He was talking to Dougie last week. And Dougie said he'd run him because he didn't want to do it for no small money.
Okay. Yeah, because
he said he's got a new car. Yeah. He's got some new stuff on it or something. He said he needed to test it and tune it. But, yeah, I told him to call your guys' show tonight. He was supposed to call it in. And I told him I wanted to lock it in so Junior can have all the details.
No
you
doubt.
Know, so we can make
no
it
doubt.
Formal.
You got his number so I can – I got some hands.
No.
Let me run through these hands real quick.
All right.
313-6546. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Junior. How y'all doing?
What's happening?
It's Tony. Nothing
what's
much
going
was
on,
happening.
Bob? Man, another
same old,
Sunday,
same old.
Man.
Yes, it is. Y'all all right?
Just trying to get it in order. Definitely, man. Definitely.
I hear you.
Where's my man TT at?
Who?
Tiny Tony. Where you at?
Oh, Tony? Man, listen. They working Tony like a dog. I'm gambling on two things.
Oh.
They either don't wore his ass out or they got him working still.
Oh, okay, okay. I can call him out front and center. But when he ain't on the sofa, I can't pick on him.
Are you trying to engage with little Tony?
Most definitely.
Okay. And
we're trying to get his he got his Cadillac wagon. So we got a little Cadillac with a four door, same year, same type.
We'd like to get him locked in with it.
You know what I'm gonna say to that, Bob? No comment.
Huh.
hey,
come on, man.
I'm in Chicago and I hear whispers, baby.
Man, come on.
Hey, if I happen to see Tony's number on there, I'll make sure I open his eyes up.
Man.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Okay. I mean, but you never know, because, you know, Tony likes to engage, man.
Well,
I'm pretty sure y'all can come to an understanding.
I talked to him the other day, and I said, well, check this out. I said, we can do two races. We got a GTR, the old GTR. He said, well, I like that. I said, oh, yeah. I said, and then we also got a Cadillac, the old Cadillac. No, I don't like that too much. I said, God damn.
Okay. Well, I mean, the GTR, if he said the GTR sounds good, then that's more than guaranteed y'all going to like. If he don't like the Cadillac, I'm pretty sure he knows why.
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't tell you, but I don't think that's pretty much a fair race. But hey, okay, we'll see. I have to grind on him some more. Just to give it a little try. I said, shit, we can bet a dinner at Lelly's. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but sometimes it ain't the betting; it's the ass whooping that comes with
it. Yeah, money can always be replaced. The ass whooping can last forever.
That's right. That's right. I know people to this day that are still traumatized off of ass whoopers.
I hear that. Well, I'm just going to listen to the show. And, wait a minute. That's what I heard. They were just talking about who's going to – I just got on, actually. Someone saying that someone's calling out with a Mustang or something that wants quarter-mile action.
Red Squint.
That's going to be a new contract. And it'll be out.
Hey,
Turbo.
You're breaking up real turbo fast, Squint.
Yeah, it's going to be a turbo car coming out. We'll let you know when it's ready.
Oh, okay. Is he making it to the 26th or no?
No, he ain't making it to the 26th. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That car won't be ready. That car won't be ready by the 26th.
Okay. The steel collector will be coming.
I'm glad to hear that at least there's more guys willing to go out the back door. That's actually a good thing.
Streetable Camaro will be in town on the 26th.
That's Mario's time. That burning
Streetable Camaro?
Yes, sir.
Well, Camaro.
Got an F-body, Streetable F-body. Small block. Nitrous.
No.
They looking engaged. Really.
Oh, Junior, is that your car?
Huh?
No.
No, sir. No,
oh, okay.
Sir. The LTD will be there.
Oh, that's right.
I got one locked in and I got a break rule on another one, so we're gonna see how that works out. But yeah, the LTD will be there.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
You know, but that's an old granny car. You know, I ain't looking for no action other than them old, you know, them old granny cars.
You got a full interior car now?
Yes, sir. It got full interior, sir.
Fully green. So, what year is it?
Yep. 86.
Oh, okay.
Four
so it's like, okay, so it's like a Fairmont body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got sounds in it, full interior, flat hood, exhaust coming all
Damn.
The way out the back.
Damn.
Yes,
sir. Bring it to my fungo with it, too. And
what was that?
Will you bring it to my fungo with it, too?
I can't hear you, Squint.
I'm breaking up.
Yep. Well, hold on the line, because if Tony
yes.
come on, I'm gonna make sure I get you in. Let me go on and open
yes,
up a couple
sir.
More of these lines, see what's happening.
Okay.
248-0693, your mic is open.
Hey, Brian Davis, Motown.
Sure.
Yo.
Come on.
Hey, I'm ready, buddy. Whenever you're ready to lock this in, man.
Right now.
Junior, get your paper ready.
Hold on. Hey, whoever's out on the road, if you can mute your mic, because I'm either here in the AC or if you got the windows open, can you mute your mic
That's
until I can get this in order, please?
No, my mic muted. Because I got a noise. I got one. It's noise
canceling. Okay. Whoever just did that just cleaned it up. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. What we got going on here, brothers?
What time does the track start allowing passes? Is it 10 o'clock?
Reg.
Yeah, the staff gets there at 9 o'clock, and it should be around 10:30, the track should open. So as soon as the staff get there and be prepped and ready, that's when it's going to open.
Well, I'm just asking for an off the trailer race. I've got other races locked in. I'm not trying to wait until 4 or 5 o'clock to go off the trailer. You know what I'm saying? So
later than 11.
We
track will be open at 10 o'clock. It's 10 a.m.
I don't want to.
Well, then we'll
either, Ryan,
yeah, yeah. We'll
I wanna
we
lock
can set it. Right, we can set it to, like you and I were talking on Thursday, both 28 snow bars. I don't know what motor you have. I didn't ask, and it's not really a big deal. But both 28 snow bars, head up, eighth mile, flip for lanes. We'll flip for lanes when we get there. If your car breaks before, or mine or whatever, then, you know, it is what it is. The minute we walk into that gate, we're going to give Slouch or Reggie or Little Tony $500 apiece the minute we walk
Absolutely.
Into the gate. And we'll run by 1 o'clock.
All right. I'll tell you what my motor is if you want to know. It's a big black Nitrous car.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wasn't asking that. I don't like asking people, you know, Reg. I don't try asking too much info.
No, that's fine.
But,
I'm not scared. Like I said, I'm looking for somebody else on here. So let's get us straightened out. So by 1 o'clock, we're going to run off trailer 28, no bars.
Right, yep. And then flip for lanes, track rules, all that. And right when we get into the gate, we're going to give either Slouch, Little Tony, or Reggie the $500.
Right.
That way, you know, at that point, it's locked. If you're there testing Friday night and you break, then you don't owe me any money. If I break, I don't
right.
owe you any money. It's just
exactly.
after we give the $500, if you go to pull your car off the trailer and something's fucked up, then, you know, at that point, you lose. You know, you'd lose the money.
Nope. Absolutely. I
yeah.
understand, buddy. I understand. It's a, I got a black 67 Camaro. Black 67 Camaro with silver SS stripes. Call Wyatt Earp.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Bro, you said you were looking for
somebody
else.
That sounds like a gunslinger there. Let me see if I got this right. You guys are in agreement, right? July the 26th, off the trailer. 28, no bar, head up, eighth mile, flip for lane, 500 lock in when you get to the track with either Tony, Reg, or Slouch. Run by
yep.
1 o'clock. Track rules. Anything else?
No,
head
and it's,
hold on.
The race is for $500.
Yeah.
Hold on. Brian said run by 1 o'clock. Motown just said run by 10 o'clock. So that's where the mix is right there.
No, no, I said 1 o'clock.
Yeah, both of us agreed at 1 o'clock. That gives us time to unload and charge and go through our stuff, all that other stuff. Let a couple cars make some passes down the track. And then it doesn't affect his graduation the rest of the day or mine the rest of the day.
Okay.
And then he
Absolutely.
Said he was looking for someone else on the phone, too. So hopefully we can get him another race.
Let me
I'm okay with that, Motown, if you're okay with those rules.
Locked in, buddy.
Let me repeat it one more time. Make sure we're clear. You guys are running for $500.
I appreciate you calling in. He called in the Wayne show, and I told him to call on your guys' show to set it up on here.
Okay.
So I'm glad you called in. That was nice, easy lock-in right there on both sides.
I'm going to give you my cell number in case something comes up. You ready?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
Motown, I will text Brian your number.
Okay.
I don't have Brian's number, so I can't. So.
No, Sloss has got it. He's running the board. He's got all our numbers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let me get this. You guys, July 26th, off the trailer. You're running for $500. 28s, no bars. Head up. 8th mile. Flip for lanes. When you get to the track, you give your money to Tony, Slouch, or Reg. Run by 1 o'clock. Track rules. Correct.
Correct.
That's a
Correct.
Lock. That's a lock.
All right. There was a gentleman that was just down here asking about somebody wanting to run quarter mile. Who was that?
I think that was Tony.
That was Bob. Bob, are you still on? We may have. Yep, he dropped.
And who else was he looking for, Brian? He said he was looking for somebody else.
He was looking for whoever was talking about running out the back door. Motown liked to go out the back door, so he was just looking for someone to go out the back door.
Oh, I ain't going. That's crazy to me. I'm too. We can barely get down an 8 miles straight. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I'll be lucky to get off the trailer to race Brian, much less the back door, but.
Motown, you're sounding crazy. You know, quit with the slick stuff. I know you're doing better than that. You wouldn't be calling and messing with Brian. That's what you gave you away right there. Call in and mess with Brian.
Hey, man, how about we just give him the status of a true grudge racer, just trying to run. He want to run. So
that's right.
I wouldn't consider it
that's
crazy.
Right.
I would consider it just a man looking to engage and enjoying what he do.
I give him that then.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to call Chucky out first, you got to have a few screws loose because you know Chucky got a lot of screws.
Man, it's called a gunslinger, baby. It's a throwback.
You heard what
he
said.
I'm not scared.
The man
it's
said
not
the car
what
called.
You know.
The man said the car
it's
called
not
wide
what
earth.
You know. It's what you can prove.
That's a true gunslinger there, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
He picked a little redhead with a butcher knife, I think, so I know it's something tricky.
Redhead don't care.
I wasn't looking to call Brian Davis out. I heard him out talking about he likes to get a race off the trailer. So why not?
Oh yeah. No, it's not a knock on you, man. It's just a actual recognition of respect that hey, you
don't
play.
I understand you.
All the trailer makes it anyone's game. That's what's nice about it.
That's
what
right.
What you doing on the what's that? The 12.
Who's that? Motown? What am I doing?
Yeah.
On the 12.
I'm not quite sure why.
Bill got an event. If you're bored, you know, I come in with a little bit of something if you want to go, you know, see what we can do.
Well, like I said, I'm supposed to have the car done this Wednesday. It just got a new transmission and a new rear end, and I'd like to make a couple test hits on it a couple times, but if I can get that done before the 12th, I'm more than willing to engage.
Okay. When you come out there on the 12th, I'm going to most definitely
Gunslinger.
down, I'm going to let you race the raggediest street car in the world, goddammit. We got some more duct tape
written
on it.
That's what I built this car for, was the street.
Okay, well,
I put 200 miles on it last year at the Green Cruise.
Woo! Gunslinger, come see me, baby. I got a
Gunslinger.
I got spoiled brat, so if you down there, I think I can get the window fixed. Man. We got some more duct tape. We're going to get some wood to hold it up, so we'll be out there.
All right.
Watch
that thing. All right.
Just smoke, and we miss in a few months.
All right. Open up some lines.
Yep. 313-2500. Your mic is open. 313-2500. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you fellas doing today?
All right, all right. What's happening, man?
Just listening in to the show. I like to like the grudge racing, also listening in a lot. Got a car coming out probably in September sometime.
And you looking to race the car, or you going to grudge the car, or class? What's the deal with it?
Oh, I'm going to grudge race with it. I'm definitely going to grudge race. What's going on, Squinch? This Kitty Red, what's happening?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, nothing much. Just like I said, just enjoying the show tonight.
Okay, okay. You know what I'm doing, being a big mouth as usual.
For sure, for sure. It wouldn't be you if you didn't do it.
All right, all right.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to leave your line open. Let me go and open up another line, see what's happening. 708-0482.
Seven,
708-0482. Your mic is open.
What's up, Junior, Brian, Slouch, everybody? This Chuck out of Chicago.
Chuck, what's going on, brother?
What up? Where's Aaron and Gold Digger?
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me run through here. See if I find him.
Hey,
Randy, you're wanted at the front desk, sir. Come on.
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Chuck, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm still on.
Yeah. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Chucky.
What's going on?
What up? You got Randy on the line.
Who is
Randy,
this
what y'all want to do with Gold Digger?
Who is this cold blue?
No, that's the burgundy one.
Oh, man, we don't want none of that big time Willie Bars.
What y'all going to do with cold? What you want to do with cold blue?
I mean, we'll try you if you put on the 29 and take your bars.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
Man, quit acting like that, man.
We'll try you with cold blue again.
Yeah, we'll probably try that. We need to get him back.
All right. Y'all gonna have the car there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be there for sure. All
right. Nothing else to be said. I mean, we got to go to Texas next week, so. You know,
yeah,
we'll call you on the way back from Texas.
I heard y'all going down there to San Antonio, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Chuck, is that Tracy's race down there?
Yeah. Yeah, the World Grudge Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys got anything locked in down there or no?
Yeah, we got three with Donye, two with my car, and one with Cold Blue.
Oh, okay. Gee, y'all going down there to put in work. That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, y'all going to play.
Yeah, we ain't going that far for nothing. We trying to rate Michigan when they respond.
Oh, y'all, you make sure you call us on the way back, man. You take some bars.
Oh, yeah, we'll be on the road that Sunday night, so we'll call.
No. Hey, Randy,
you take some big tires and Willie bars. I'm down on your ass. I'm going.
Hey, I'm pretty sure Bookie said last week when we was talking at the end of the show, me and him, that he was looking to engage off the trailer. He would entertain any of us boys off the trailer or anybody if somebody get him back on, because I did have a response to when he made that comment from somebody on a different show. Somebody said they would have entertained that back at him. So,
I don't know nothing about no off the trailer, Quincy, but you know we entertain his ass. He put 29 on that motherfucker.
Well, Bookie was saying that Donye and them would entertain anybody off the trailer, and somebody
helped
them and get fine.
He said him, Brian Davis was talking about it, but.
Yeah, but somebody else said they would come at that too.
Bookie said last week, I mean, he said they'd be willing to engage. They just didn't. It's like poker. You want to see the hand, you're going to pay for it, you know?
We're not racing off no trailer.
Okay.
They
said, but it's like they entertain somebody. Like.
I mean, Squinchy, you got somebody that's looking to entertain them? Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure Chuck can get in touch with them real quick now.
It was somebody else that heard that, and we was on another show, and they mentioned it. It was Rambo.
Oh, okay. Hey,
they
Chuck.
They would entertain.
Let me see if let me get in touch with some. Hey, y'all keep on. I'm gonna get in touch with somebody. You said that was Rambo.
It was Rambo and them. They said they would entertain that. They
okay.
Come when they come to they entertain them.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, what size tire y'all got on that car? You trying to run us with?
1432.
God damn.
Yeah, you got the bars on, right?
Yep.
1432, they still make shit that big.
And they make them bigger than that. That's a little tired, now.
God damn.
Do something for us, man. We might try your ass. Keep it all on. Fuck it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Do something for us. What you gonna do for us?
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Okay.
Hey,
like
Peter,
that.
He ain't scared. He ready. Aaron ready.
Yeah, turn us loose. We'll try you. Fuck it.
Yeah, get him some of that ghetto juice. He be ready.
Keep your bars in, your big ties on. Let us go. We got 28.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
We got a 28.
We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that, man. You know that ain't gonna happen.
Oh well, you know. I had to try it. I'm trying to get you some action.
Yeah, we can get some action, but remember, I got a little bitty motor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what you got, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can look at it any time you want.
What's a little bitty motor? Tell me what a little motor is.
I bet you I got big old valve covers on my motor.
Hey, listen, that ain't telling me nothing. What is a little motor considered? What did you consider a little motor?
It ain't 600 inches.
Audrey Murray, let's go.
You got cast intake, one carburetor?
Yep.
Conventional head?
Yeah.
There ain't no conventional
head. It's a conventional head motor.
Man, I thought every head made in the world was conventional.
No. Some of them other ones missing one screw.
What's different about a conventional head over any other head?
Oh, it's a lot.
Some lean more than others,
like a drum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Conventional
I thought the only thing different was like a
Henry
style head. I thought that was the only difference. I thought the rest of the heads was all the same, no matter what size they were.
Oh no.
Oh.
Hey,
where's
tell
Motown?
You what?
Where's that Motown at?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. I'll be back here, guys. Hold on.
So why you won't put a 29 on the car though, Chuck?
It ain't gonna happen, dog. It wasn't built like that. That black Regal got a 29 on it. That's good enough. Yeah.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, Young Money Randy, where you at?
Is that bookie there?
This kid.
Who that?
Oh, Randy.
What up?
Man, what you acting funny for, man?
Who this?
This ex, nigga.
What's up, ex? What's going on, boy?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
What's the deal? What you talking about, this 1432? What is that?
Man, I don't know what that is, but...
What kind of car that tie on?
A chassis car, evidently.
Hell yeah, it better be. What kind of car is it? What that car though? Chicago?
Yeah. Hey, X.
What up, though?
DMX. You looked at both of them cars. You
huh?
Looked at both of them cars.
What you talking about? That
you looked
Bernie
at both of
that
them
blue?
Monte Carlo. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I didn't know what. I just heard 1432. I ain't hear nothing else, man. Well, I'm just asking questions. That's all.
All right. Well, man, you know, keep it real.
Hey, man, I know who this is. This that little light skinned Joker.
Yeah.
It's that little light skinned Joker, man. What you gonna do, man? You gonna have that car on the 26th?
Yep.
Which one of the cars yours, the burgundy one or the blue one? You got the burgundy car.
Both of them, man.
Both of them yours?
Yeah.
Would you pull the bars off?
Hey.
Would you leave pull the bars off?
No.
You said what?
I cut it off for you, dude.
No.
Hey, who's driving that burgundy car?
It don't matter. Whoever ain't drunk.
Hey, well, don't get drunk, man. Don't get drunk that day until about 4 o'clock, and I might try that burgundy car.
With your little Mustang?
Yeah.
That sounds like a race.
Yeah, I might try that little car. I ain't going to lock nothing in because my car only been running for 4 days now, and I got to do a little couple more testing. If I got a hook pressure and you there, we might go on and get this over with, because I ain't worried about no big tires.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a race, too.
So, you know, if we there and everything good, we'll lock something in, something small. You know, I ain't trying to race for no killing, no trying to, you know, no crazy money right now, man. I ain't got it like that. I'm by myself, man. Me and my girl. And that's it. And leave my girl, my baby. That's it, man. We just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, it ain't nothing but me and my dog, so what's the difference?
There you go. So, you know, if both cars there, everything good, I'll try you.
All right. That sounds good.
Hey, Motown.
Yeah.
Hey, did you end up getting your parts for your car?
What's that?
I said, did you end up getting your parts for your car?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The rear end's under the car. They're just finishing the suspension on it now, so I should have it back in my hands on Wednesday.
Okay. So you want to go quarter mile on the 26th, right?
Yeah, I'll do quarter mile on the 26th.
Okay, well, I know for my car, you say you really can't race for that kind of money, but we do got another car in our camp that I'd like to you know, lock you in with.
Man, who is this talking?
Motherfucking Dougie, bitch. What you going to do about it?
Man, shut your bitch ass up, Doug. You better watch who you talking to, boy.
Hold on,
motherfucker.
Hey, X, he trying to lock the race in. He trying to lock
the
race in.
I just asked him a question, man. I'm listening. I ain't been listening. I've been talking with my wife and them on some other shit. So I just come in every now and then to hear something. So,
tell your wife I said hi, and you shut the fuck up.
Hey, X, when you go to church, you listen to the service, bro. You don't be
that's
talking
right.
in the pews now. Is that correct?
Don't be the choir
that's
trying
right.
to preach.
Go back to what y'all was trying to do now. Come on now.
Yeah, Dougie, go ahead.
Yeah, anyways, Motown, I got another car in the camp. I know you said you got some smaller tires on your car, like some 28s or something, right?
Yeah, 28, 10.5 W.
Okay, and I believe last week you said you was on nitrous or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a small block car with a single turbo that I'd like to tell you how to back door with.
How much?
$1,000.
Let me, I tell you what, if you have that car there,
if you,
let me get my rookies out of the way with Brian Davidson. If that car's there, I'll lock him in there for a grand.
Okay, well, I'll be there with a couple cars.
Speaker, we have a echo. Please take your phone off speaker.
You got somebody, they watching TV or something? You got some background noise? Can you please mute your mic, man? If you're watching the TV, can you please mute it? Thank you.
I heard you, you're going to have a couple cars there.
Right?
He said, yeah, let me get my race out of the way with Brian. And
okay.
As soon as that, win or lose, it doesn't matter. If you're there and my car isn't broke, then we'll lock in for $1,000.
All right, how are you guys racing? Off the trailer? Nope,
yeah.
No wheelie bar. No
okay.
wheelie bars.
Yeah, we're racing right off the trailer.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, if you get there and you think everything's good, I'm sure we can set it up with Lil Tony and Slouch and Junior and them where
right.
when the first round of shootout cars go down, we can go right down behind them. Unless you plan, well, no, you're not running the shootout. So, yeah, we can go
no,
right down
no,
after
I am
the first
running,
round
I think
of
I am going to run the shootout. I think I am running
oh,
the
okay.
shootout. I took the box off, so.
Okay.
If well. we going to get them to work it like this. If y'all two both in the shootout and y'all want to budget, I'm pretty sure we can get Slouch talked about it before to bring them up. And y'all can get it out the way.
All
right.
Right. My understanding on with regards to the grudge races, my understanding is other than when there's a round of the shootout going on, either before the round of the shootout or after the round of the shootout, there's going to be a lane open that's going to be for confirmed locked-in grudge races. So as soon as last car out of the shootout does whatever, whether it's they qualifying hits or it's eliminations, you guys go straight in. So, because, you know, above everything, grudge, this is grudge. This race is about grudge racing. The only thing, you know, in the middle of the shootout, we can't stop the, you know, whatever's going on. But, I mean, as soon as the round is over with, I mean, you guys come on with it. Be ready and let's roll.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Bobby, you on?
Hey, Tony.
Bobby, you on?
No.
Tone. He got to be on. He just said no. Hey, Dougie, tell Bob I got Tone somewhere around here. I'm trying.
He was trying.
Right here.
Yeah, Bobby was trying to get
Tone.
Back in.
Hey, Tone.
Junior, can you hear me?
Hey, man. Boogie, what's happening, man?
Hey,
Tone.
I heard somebody was looking for me.
Hey, Squinch.
I'm right here.
Come on. We got Boogie on the line.
Didn't you say that y'all would entertain anybody? What was that statement you made last week when we was talking at the end of the show last Sunday?
Said that we would entertain anybody.
I'm thinking, and I can't. I'm pretty sure that, let me get to the point. I'm pretty sure that y'all could get it on with Rambo. They going to be this way. And I'm pretty sure if you get in contact with them,
get out there.
They statement that they want to race y'all. They would go ahead and race y'all.
No, you talking about somebody from out of town that we can get in touch with anytime?
That'd be the, what you call it? Yeah, them boys, Tony Bynes and them.
I'm saying, you saying that to say what?
Say, y'all, for a race,
he's talking
big.
Wait, let me just say this here, man. I don't mean to bust your bubble. We'll see them on the 4th of July. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, they was going to be the way.
I'm saying
what? Y'all,
that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. The World Scores Nationals is July 4th weekend. Everybody's going to be in San Antonio. If they want to do something or whatever, I'm pretty sure we'll come up with something. They ain't got to wait till whatever you're talking about. That's what I'm saying. I thought you was calling me on here to say, like, y'all wanted to do something. We can bust y'all upside here, you know?
Oh, I'm going to blast you with that real soon. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to make sure just because you got to bust my bubble, you got to bust
well,
off in Detroit.
Well, hey, look, are you betting on Rambo?
No, I ain't betting on nobody. And I ain't betting on nobody.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to bet on me to get ready to get the car ready. How about I do that? How about I stay quiet till I get it ready, and then I come see you?
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so we go back.
Oh. Right. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to see what was going on.
Hey, Bouquet.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this man? Is it South? Let's knock in with the North up here. The South already covered, man. They should let the South speak for the South.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's Randy.
Hey, you got somebody got a lot of background noise. You got a lot of background noise.
What's up, Randy?
That old Monte Carlo Chuck got, man. Tell him to pull the bars off, man. We're going to try them.
Hey, man, let me just explain something to you, man, about them cars. You already know how them cars sit. Them guys not going to take nothing off their cars that they can hurt themselves. Or something like that, dog. That's how their cars are. That's you already know that. They're not gonna take none off their car.
Now,
if you want to run a car with no bars on, Donyez ain't got none on. You ain't got to say nothing about that. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
if you just happen to just don't want to run a car with no bars on it.
But we'll be the fierce motherfucker, man. You know that.
I can't wait.
We ain't ready for them yet, but we'll be the fierce motherfucking ass. You know that. We talk about that every day.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. You ain't going to be waiting too much longer.
I can't wait. Yeah.
He really
hey,
is.
I got, and for the record, just to let y'all know, I got some with no roll cage in it. Anybody want to do something, don't speak all at one time.
Hello.
And that goes for everybody on the phone.
Hey, Boogie, put a roll cage in that motherfucker then.
I don't know who that is, but that's funny.
Shit, if you ain't got one, put one in it.
Can I get the understanding on that one? That goes for everybody. How you So
I said, that goes for everybody on the phone. I got some with no roll cage in it.
Oh,
what is it, man?
What is it?
Well, you ain't talking about nobody.
Hey, listen.
You're talking to yourself.
I'm
just saying. But, hey, all the everybody on the phone know what I'm saying when I say ain't got no roll cage in the car. Tony know what I'm saying. Junior know what I'm saying. So whoever that is talking about something, they don't know what I'm saying. You need, what do you need explained to you?
I don't know what you're saying. I said put one in it.
You, Brookie.
Yeah,
but
you
talking fried ice cream, bro. I didn't tell you what to tell me to do with nothing that I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I had.
Now, what kind of car is it, Brookie, man?
Excuse me. Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, who is this I'm talking to? Because I can accommodate
this
you.
This X, man. This is DMX, man. You know who this is.
Well, we do. Hey, okay, but we do have something with some cages in them. Nah, we got something with cages
okay.
in them. What do you want to do, sir?
I got you.
You want to get accommodated in
this,
Tony Ray?
I asked you, what was this car with no cage in it? That's all I asked you, man. And I told you, put one in it. That's all I said, man.
We got some cages in some cars. Do you want to do anything, sir?
Man, I just talked to your man about his Monte Carlo, man. We going to see what's up with both cars there. I don't lock nothing in because shit can happen,
okay.
And I don't want to give you no free money. Me and my man talked about the money with the big pile already. So, you know, I just asked you, what was this car with no cage? That's all I asked you, man.
Okay. Well, you don't need to know nothing about that then. You racing with the race car.
Okay, that's all I asked you, because I got a little street car. I got a little Mustang. That's why I asked you, what was the car with no cage, man? Is it a motor car, nicest car, blower car? What is it?
No, it's got a power adder on it. It ain't on the motor. It ain't naturally aspirated.
Okay. That's all I asked you, man. No beef with you, man. Just ask a question.
Oh, no, we all right.
Hey, Bookie, what kind of car is it?
It's a Mustang.
Turbo car. It's a turbo car, man.
Well, if you just need to know, man, you know what I'm saying? If you want to know if it's a turbo car, you can ask me or you can assume or guess or whatever you want to do. I just told you it had a power adder.
What power adder on it, man?
But you just said it was a turbo, so, I mean, you know.
If I asked you, you would tell me, so what's on it, man?
Yeah, but you should have asked me before you assumed it.
Oh, man, you don't want to talk about that car, man. Leave that car in the garage, man.
Yeah. No,
ain't nobody locking in nothing
up
to no blind date, man. You know,
don't nobody want no blind date, man. Hey, listen, let me just explain something to you. Now, if I'm wrong, then you can correct me. You just say you don't lock in. That's why I'm not talking to you about it.
Hey.
I mean, but if I'm doing anything
car,
wrong,
if
then,
it's a turbo car, if it's a turbo
in,
car, lock your ass in.
Wait, rewind. Say it again if it's what?
I ain't got to rewind. If you got a turbo car, I'll lock you in on my Pro Charge car.
I don't have a turbo car.
Okay, well, we ain't talking no more then. Now, you don't have a turbo car. Now, what kind of power out do you get? Maybe I could try you
what
with my nasty girl. Maybe I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, sir. Maybe I could try you with my little yellow car, man.
Hey, listen. Do you lock in races or no? Because you just said you didn't lock in races. That's why I'm really
hey, Boogie.
About locking in. What's up?
Okay, well, we ain't going to lock you in. Go ahead, man.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I was just respecting what you said. So you can't get mad at me for
hey.
That.
Okay, man. I just want to know what kind of car this is. It's a Mustang. So if I should bring the yellow car, maybe we can dance.
Hey, that yellow car got a roll cage in?
Yep.
Oh, no, I don't want no trouble.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I want some more streetable type cars.
Okay, I got you.
So you looking for some no cage action, Bookie? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
You should forgive
him. Don't matter whether it's 8 mile, quarter mile.
It really don't matter. I mean,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? We can go. I'll go today if it don't make me no difference. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if I can't beat somebody today, if I ain't going to beat them out the back door. It don't matter.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, for those no cage cars, I mean, test the water. See if he say something you like.
Yo. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Hey, Tom.
He might have set the phone down, Junior.
Yeah, what's up, Junior?
Hey, man, you got a gentleman by the name of Bob Moscone looking for you. I figure you were still out working, you know, and I tried to entertain him a little bit with his conversation, but the first half of the conversation didn't sound too cool. Just something about a Cadillac he got, and the second half of the conversation pertained to a GTR, which, you know, that sounded kind of good. Hey, Doug. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, Bobby should be on, man.
Bobby went to sleep, man.
Put me on,
hold
man.
On.
Put
I
me
think,
on.
I think this is him, come right?
On, Bobby.
Is this him?
Hello. Hold on. Let me...
Yeah.
Bobby. Can you hear me? Hold on. Let me call from the house. Yeah, Bobby. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby,
hey,
wake
Junior,
up.
He's on there.
Wake up.
I'm
here,
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Bob, you had me go shake some bushes, and I had Tony fall out the tree. What's happening?
You know, you shook the tree, got him out.
Yeah, he was up there cutting branches. You know, he do a little bit of everything. On Sundays, he
well,
do less sleeping. So. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hey, cuz, what we gonna do, man?
Come on, man. I ain't like the way.
So, Doug, what's happening?
What you trying
to
do?
I told you, I said, I'm gonna look for you on the show. Let's get these Cadillacs down, man. I heard you got the baddest Cadillac GTS in the state of motherfucking Michigan. I'd like to try that. I'd like to see if I can knock you off your square. Just get this shit going.
Well, I told y'all I run you with that Nissan. I don't want one. I retired the Cadillac.
Man, come on with that bullshit.
I can't whip somebody with it. Man, it's just a slow.
Man, somebody get a little rod on the phone.
Huh?
Somebody get a little rod on the phone, man.
Hey,
motherfucker,
you've been driving
worldwide whooping ass. Fuck you talking about? You trying
hey,
to give your ass back in your own city?
Hey, Tom, tell them you're using it to carry the weed whacker and shit now.
Hey, nah, Dave, I told you what my situation was with your Cadillac, but you said you got a Nissan. I run that Nissan.
We want to run them both.
What you going to do for me with the Cadillac? I run a Nissan here. Hold on.
What we going to do?
Is that Nissan?
How am I going to get
it? On your Nissan is the only power added twin turbos.
Hey, Tony, you know what we're going to do with the Cadillac? We're going to open up the trunk, let that motherfucking flat screen flip down off the top of the trunk, and let you watch yourself put on the track. Bitch, that's what we're going to do.
And that ain't no bullshit. That bitch got about 200 pounds in the trunk.
That motherfucker got TVs and sounds and everything. I know you ain't scared of no goddamn four-door Cadillac.
Yes, I am, man. I am. What part of that?
Yeah.
How many times have we had this conversation? I don't want none of that, man.
Hey, Junior. You know how they say that the Moscones are always wolfing and talking about coming out? Do you see why they don't come out? Look what happens, man.
Hold on,
a street car he's trying to run Tony street car with.
Hey, Dougie, rumor has it, y'all Cadillac is a schoolyard bully now.
Listen, man. Get it right, Junior. Billy Moscone got the baddest motherfucking Cadillac in Michigan, I promise.
How many
this ain't been on the street
with?
Yet. No, because you bitches won't race. Well, then line up. Line up tonight, motherfucker. Line up tonight while we're on the show.
Man, I get you fucked up tonight. Now, keep on running up at your mouth.
I just don't see what's the big deal. You got two Cadillacs all same year.
Hey, you know what? Fuck all y'all.
Get
your ass out, man. Do something for me. I'm
going to
try y'all tonight.
Do something for you. Man, get me left
alone. My car happened to be in the city.
Man, we been
there. Hey, we got somebody with some background noise. You dragging some stuff in your shop or your shed or something? Mute your mic, man.
Tony. Look, man. You got two Cadillacs. Sit the same way. What's the deal?
Hold on, one second. I'm about to come up off the freeway. I can't hear you. Hold on.
Hey, we got somebody doing some demolition work at home or something, man. Could you please mute your mic, man? Hey, Slouch. Let me go through these real quick, man, see if I can find this, man. Damn, got it on the first hit.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Sound like you got it. Who was it, Lil Tony?
Yeah. Huh? No, 95-02. Hey, 95-02. That's the hardest working man in Michigan, man. Hey, Tone. We lost him. Hold on a second.
I told you it was Tony.
No. The one that I shut down, that wasn't him. I had a feeling I knew who it was because he always working, so.
Nah, street kid over there working.
See, Randy, you said that, not me. Like I said, he the hardest working man over there, boy. He in that shop 24/7. Hey, Dougie, what y'all gonna do for Tony, man? Come on.
Now, how can you do something for the same kind of car? The same type of power.
Not the same type of car. I bet that.
Shit. Well, it's a Cadillac 4-over. It's a Cadillac wagon.
There you go, sir. See, that was your first mistake.
It's a Cadillac,
your first mistake.
I'll tell you what, Junior. We can roll them two bitches across the scale, and I promise you this 4-door Cadillac coming heavy.
I thought you said you'd roll the dice and he could get whatever
if
the
we
dice
don't, I tell you what, if we don't come in heavier, we can get the back tire.
Oh, shit. He can't do nothing with the back tire, man. Hold on a minute. Let's see if he come back in, man. Because I'm sure trying to. Yep, there you go. I'm sure trying to get him in tonight.
He wants to race the GTR all wheel drive twin turbo versus a big heavy ass Cadillac. That ain't fair.
Tony.
No, that's not true. I said I run your GTR with mine, providing your only power adders are the turbos. You had nitrous on that GTR you talking about?
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay. Next
we
question.
We're going to play Duck Duck Goose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Now, listen. Your Cadillac.
Right.
I will run it tonight, head up, for $2,500 or better, if y'all got the stock blower on y'all's like I got on mine. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care about no slicks, no nothing. If you show me that you got the same stock blower like I got on mine, get y'all's ass down.
Uh-oh.
Dude, you
mute his mic. Uh-oh. Hello. Hello. Oh, hello. Okay.
Next caller. They trying to be motherfucking schoolyard bullies, man.
How? Hey, I tell you what.
I don't know Stoney, but
yes.
They sound like they got some nice shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do. Hey. They got some premium shit. Make no motherfucking mistake about it. They got premium shit.
Yeah, I would like to get a hold of one of them.
Uh-oh.
Tony.
Uh-oh. Be careful, Bookie. Be careful. Be careful.
Man, I don't care nothing about the Mosconis.
Bookie, be careful now. Be careful.
Man,
I
listen, man. They could bring that GTR. I don't care what it got on it.
Hey, Bookie, now there you go. Now, there ain't no punch by
man,
one.
Man, lock me in 103, 105 or some crazy shit, and we're going to see.
Damn. What kind of car?
They can bring this car I told you I had with this no roll cage in it. I don't care nothing about no Nissan.
Damn.
Ooh-wee.
I'm not going to ask you what else you got on it besides the turbo. Just come on.
Damn.
Nah, I don't know about that Nissan. They got something for you. I really don't. I don't even know what kind of car you got,
yeah.
So it's, you know, looking into a good car. Yeah. Mustang.
Show got mighty quiet on here. Yeah. Man. Hold on, man. Let me check the board, man. Make sure testing mics. Tony, your mic open.
Hey, Junior.
Okay.
If Bobby don't want to say it, I'll say it. We
What's
keeping
up?
That Cadillac in a Cadillac class.
Oh, okay.
We the Cadillac bullies. That's all we are with that car. We're going to bully on Cadillac.
Okay.
You know, because that way we ain't got to worry about no 1,000, 1,500-pound weight difference. We know that Cadillac's 4,200 pounds. But we don't care what other people weigh, but we just don't have to run them.
Y'all sitting light if you sitting at 4,200.
You say we say what?
You're sitting light if you sitting at 4,200.
You, wait, maybe the bitch 48. I don't know. I'm telling you that whatever it is from the factory, add about 400 pounds for all the sound of that bitch.
There goes line number two. There you go.
No. I said whatever I thought them things only weighed like 3,700 from the factory. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
That what I think like 42, actually, 41, 42 out the factory.
Four-door CTS. 2010.
Well, y'all wrong because the wagon is 4,400, sir.
So
I
that means right
I'm gonna look
40,
it up.
400.
I'm gonna look it up right
so
now.
Okay. Okay, so that means we can get like two and the brake for that weight.
Hold on, man. I'm gonna look them up. I'm gonna see what they weigh. Don't get me the line. I just know this. There's a whole lot of sounds in that motherfucker. I know it ain't lighter than stock.
Shit, hey, Dougie, Tone got weed whackers in there. He got, man, all kind of garbage in the back, man. He said that's the only thing he got that he could lay the back seat down. He could fit all his. Hey, Tony, you still got some 10-foot ladders in there?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him go ahead and slide them motherfuckers out. Let me go and put it on him.
I told you.
Hey,
just
hey,
crack,
ladder 49
hood,
and slide that motherfucker
me,
out. Hey, hey,
crack
Junior.
The hood and let me see the stock
hey, Junior.
Like I got, and I'm going to run y'all.
Yeah.
If you say that Tony Carr is $4,400 from the factory, being Billy Carr with no fluids in it is $4,222. I know there's at least 300 or 400 pounds in sounds and put all the fluids in. I bet you we come in heavier than Tony.
I mean, you probably could, but I don't trust no scales. If they ain't the ones I got in the shop, I don't trust nobody's scales. So, I mean.
Hey, we both got to drive over them.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony. Man,
I gave him my stiff. I don't care what the car weigh, what tire they got on it, with none of that. Let me just see the stock blower
like
I got.
Like you.
You got a street tire.
A street tire, just like you. A sticky-ass street tire. Ain't got no slick on that motherfucker.
Okay, I'm saying I don't care about nothing. Just let me see the stock blower, man, and I'm gone.
Man, we ain't like you. We don't pull up on the street and open the hood, man. We got a goddamn Cadillac. We don't need to open the hood.
I'll come to the shop. You don't have to do it on the street.
If you come to the shop, if you come to the shop, just bring a bag full of money because you're going to take that bitch home with you when we do open the hood.
No, man. Why can't I just see the blowing? Let me just see that you got a stock blowing. We don't, man.
Hey,
I'll meet you wherever you want to meet
you
right
you gotta,
now.
Hey, you got a blower on yours, right? You got a blower on yours, right?
GM blower. Yes.
Okay. So you know what they look like, right?
Yes.
So what the fuck you need to see ours for?
I want to make sure that yours look like mine.
Hey, man, the bitch might be all polished and say little Tony on top of that motherfucker. Hey, don't worry about what it look like.
I'm not concerned about cosmetics. I just want to make sure it is the same one that I got. I don't care what it look like. It could be polished. It could be anodized, powder coated. I don't care about none of that. Let me just see that you got the same blower on that I got on, and down on y'all's ass, I'm going immediately.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
Hey, Tone.
Huh? Yes?
I can understand another man not wanting you to look at his shit. I mean, they could blindfold you. You know where to put your hands at. That's all you got to feel. If it feels the same, I mean, shit.
Hey, dude.
Come on.
If they got the blower on that I got on, they got the back tire tonight.
No, we want this on the 26.
If you got the blower on that I got on, you got everything in drag races. The 26 with the Cadillac.
Hello, let me do a mic check. Mic check one time.
Mic check one time. Them mics are working, I promise. We just quiet, okay? We don't want nothing in drag racing for that bitch. Line the fuck up. That's what you do.
Okay.
Show me
but,
you got the stock floor on the bitch, and I'm fucking you up.
Hey, dog.
Hey,
fuck it, we put a blow, but it's on the same chair.
What, man?
Hold on. Hey, Tone, you know you my man. Yeah. You know I don't block nothing, but that's a negative Ghost Rider, as he said.
Hey, Junior, come on, man. They got a cat like with an F3 on that bitch, and they want me to run it. I'm not fucking with that, man.
Hey, Tone. F3 on that motherfucker. Hey, I tell you what. I promise you it's a top mount blower. A regular. Just like yours, we're about same spot, same shit.
Hey, John Forces is a top mount blower. I don't want none of that.
Listen to what we're telling you. Ain't no twin screw.
Listen to what we're telling you. The bitch is a roots blower. Okay, we're telling you that. It looks just like your shit. Mount the same way.
Oh, I think Tony's line just dropped. Next
Mayday.
Caller.
Next, next caller. Next caller. Let me text him, see if he'll come back on.
Man, don't worry about it. We've been fucking with him for 2 months about this car, man. If he wanted to race, he'd race, man. We ain't worried about it. We catch him on the 26, make him look like a punk gun when we park it next
year. Hey, Dougie.
Hey, yeah. Y'all might go and jump out there. You want to front me off.
Race is another, sir. Please understand.
Hey, listen. Junior, when he sees all that red stitching, all that custom red stitching in the factory dashboard and all the red carbon inlays in the doors with that goddamn badass interior and that motherfucker and all them sounds, I'm telling you, he's just going to want to take it home with him. He ain't going to want to race it. He's just going to drive it.
Hey, Tony.
Sound like a nice car.
It's a real nice car.
Y'all got a cage in that car?
Man, listen, man. Ain't no cage in it.
Oh, I know a gentleman with a street car looking for no cage cars. He might
as long, be as, long on as, the as, line. It, as long as it's as long as it's some type of General Motors product and it's not a vent, come on.
Hold on. As long as it's what?
A General Motors product and not a vet.
Oh, so you don't
we're saying we don't run Mustangs.
Oh, okay.
We're saying we don't run Mustangs. That's what we're saying.
That's what it is. It's a Mustang.
That's all. That's all. We keep it real.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we get on the freeway with this motherfucker and go about 500 miles any direction you want to go.
Yeah. So if there's anything other than a Mustang, y'all probably would try something.
Well, I don't know. I mean, probably. Book y'all put it like this: the car will be there on a 26. We're gonna have a nitrous Mustang there. It's just gonna have nitrous on it. I'm not getting into any other details. It is what it is. Y'all gonna race it. It is what it is. Got another Mustang.
I know you will, but I ain't ready to run you. I'm gonna sound like
what's his name right now? Randy. I ain't ready to run. I ain't got nothing for you. and we're gonna have a Cadillac there, man, and a GTR. We're gonna have four cars.
The car is purple. That's
what it is. It's called
Funk
Race, right, with the rest of
the
painted
glass.
When's
the last time it was painted?
You
said what now?
Yep. And it looks like it was a quarter panel. Hey, Leon, you want to mute your mic? So what's up with that GTR y'all got, Doug?
It's a street car. We'll have it there on the 26.
Okay, well, I mean, Tony trying to engage with that one, ain't he?
Well, I don't think it takes a whole lot of shit talking to lock it in. We both going to be there, and we going to see who a punk is and who ain't then.
Okay. I mean, I thought this
is going to be real interesting here.
I mean, if
you don't have nitrous on it, come on, get y'all's ass down.
Man, listen, Tom, we don't tell you nothing about what you got to have on your car, do we? Do we tell you anything? Hey, Tom,
okay,
as long as you got your stock twin turbos, I mean, Tom, we don't, they're street cars, man, that's all.
Okay,
Tony,
what
you
want
to do with the GTR? What you want to do with GTR and Cadillac? What you want to give it?
Give you? I'm going to give you a damn good race. I tell you what, since options don't matter, come on, lock that nitrous Mustang y'all got in. We got a nitrous car over here.
Come on now. Now we talking.
Is it a small block?
No, sir. It's a big block, just like you got.
Nope, I got a small block. Yeah, right.
No, you don't.
That's y'all keep making all them predictions and rumors.
I said
nitrous car is a small block.
Nitrous cars are small block.
Okay, well, you still
nitrous
got that.
Nitrous cars are small block.
Get your ass down then.
I don't want none.
Mike
Murphy,
motherfucker, I'm going to let you have it your way. I don't care if it's a big block or a small block. You will be accommodated.
Hey, ooh, are you driving, Tone? Because I'm only going to race if you drive it.
If I drive what?
Whatever the fuck you trying to call me out in.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happened on the 26th. I'm not.
Hold on. This ain't no boat to be backpedaling, sir. Come on now. Come on now.
I'm not backpedaling. I didn't tell him how to race him.
Yo, big block car on spray, my big block car on spray, head of Pro Tree, track rules, 500 or 2,500 or better, 8 mile.
Come on, let's lock that
jazz
in.
Jazz town. No Willie
I'm
Bar.
Decline.
No,
29.
Wait.
I got Willie Bars now, Tony. I'm not going to lie to you. That's why I'm not in your shootout.
Hey, leave them on there. Get your ass down.
Oh, shit. Come on. Let me get this paper. Hold on. Hey, Tone, I got to heat the tip of my pen up with a lighter. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Come on.
Damn, the show done clicked off,
hey, Tone,
man. Hello?
Oh, no. They ain't clicked off. Come on.
No, ain't nobody clicked off.
I thought it was a computer.
I'm not prepared. Listen, I'm going to be real honest. I have nothing for a car named Cold Killer.
That's not the car I'm about to lock you in with.
A car named Donye. That simple.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
A car named Donye. Now, come on.
I said Cold Killer. He's a bitch.
I'm not going to lock you in with Cold Killer's car.
Well, then I'm a punk. I ain't locked
now you
in.
Got,
I'm
now,
scared.
Dougie, now you got to lock in now. You got to lock in now, Dougie.
Hey. Now, hold on a minute. Hey, Bookie, a few minutes ago, they was the schoolyard bully. Now you got this young kid with glasses on hanging halfway down his nose walk in. You know, they see him scratching, do a little bit of movement.
Hey, Dougie.
Now they're bagging up.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, y'all was acting like that little boy that was bullying that other little boy before he slammed him, Dougie.
Bookie, you see the way he broke his leg?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't he, man?
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Hey, Bookie. Okay, listen. Okay. Instead of saying I refuse to lock in or I don't want to lock in, all and any lock-ins that I commit to with my car and the Moscone's car will be on the 20th on the talk show. The only person I'm committed to racing right now is Jimbo. I'm locked in with him. 105, Pro 3 track rules. That's the only car I'm committed to. All the other cars, I will lock in.
Where's Jimbo going to be?
What's that?
You and Jimbo, y'all going out the back door, 8 mile?
I mean, I wanted to go out the back door, but he said he wanted to go to 8 mile. So, I mean, I guess we're going to 8 mile.
Okay.
I got a question.
I thought you was locked in with Dark Vader of 5 on 25, or is that a scratch-off?
No, man, that motherfucking squishy ain't talking about nothing, man.
Oh, okay. Well, see, y'all taking a good space here. Let me scratch y'all the fuck off of here.
No. What do you got in there?
Hold on. It said the lock in.
I didn't say Squinchy did it.
July the 26th was Dougie and Dark Vader 5 on 25. You guys had the race by 4 p.m.
Okay, and I thought I could have swore I told Squinchy it had to be 5,000 or better.
Why are you trying
okay,
that, Dougie?
Well,
run with a Tony for 25.
I mean, here it's got on the paper, it's got 5 on 25 or better. You got to be ready to race by 4 p.m.
And it was a 45-minute turnaround, which I don't know, motherfucking Top Fuel don't take that fucking long on a turnaround. But y'all need it because if you were in the shootout, my understanding, if you were
because,
in the shootout,
yeah, the shootout, the shootout started at 5, right? The shootout starts at 5?
Squinchy needed the time because Squinchy's getting in the shootout is what it was.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
What it was. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hey, that's my buddy.
No,
so,
okay, Junior. Hey, Junior, we're good.
Yes.
We're good.
Okay, let me.
We're good.
Now I got to rewrite this because, you know, I'm quick to scratch a motherfucker who's taking up space now.
Hey, that sounds like my buddy.
I forgot about it. Don't worry about it. Well, I thought I was trying to squeeze him in for 5, but that's why.
Okay, let me put this back on.
Well, you can run Squinchy for 25 and Little Tony for 25. That gets you your 5.
No. We got Jimbo for 5. We good.
Jimbo. Including the 45-minute turnaround, like I said. Y'all motherfuckers.
Grease on.
Okay. Now back to you and Little Tony.
That ain't one of them motherfuckers this year. That was on Father's Day, wasn't it?
Tony.
I think everything go good with the baby car. I'm
they say
Carmelo.
I'm
take it out one more time, and I'm putting it up to Little Tony Ray.
Hey, Tony, you got the bully bagged up against the fence,
big
man.
Money,
hey, DMX. Thanks. Hey, Dutton, you still there? Hold on, we may need a mic check again. Hey, Dougie.
Hold on 1 second. I'm on another phone. Hold on.
Yeah, but we were waiting on Dougie and Tone to get back on the phone.
I just heard you call my name. I was just saying what's up.
Because I was listening to your conversation.
I thought my phone was on mute, man.
Hey, Tone.
Hey, DMX, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, which one of the Monte Carlos you was running with your car?
I'm probably going to try the burgundy one, man.
But you had back up. Okay. You had a better shot coming down the table.
Yeah, I was just calling. I'm telling my wife. I said me and my man with the money was talking. So, you know, I think we got oil pressure and everything good. We going to try him. He all right.
That's cool. Okay.
Just don't get out there and try to go crazy, man, because I ain't rich, man. You know, it's a lot of y'all. It's just me and my wife, man.
It ain't like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Come up with something reasonable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all. You know, just some, you know, just make a good event. You know what I'm saying? That's all, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bookie, you gonna be bringing that car up this way, or are you only gonna bring it if you lock something in?
I would like to be locked in, but you know what I'm saying? You know me. Hey, I'm coming in.
All right, I'm back in.
I'm a circle track racer. I don't care. I'm cool them off and keep them coming. I'm gonna make sure everybody got a race. Ain't nobody gonna go without racing. I'm gonna make sure of.
Huh? Who said that?
Twin. You know.
Oh,
we got we. Our cars are circle track cars. If ain't nobody got a race, I'm a race. I don't care.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people there able to accommodate. We looking to do it like 31 flavors. It don't matter what you want. There's going to be something for you to lick on when you get there, shit.
That's right.
I might leave broke because I'm going to go to the bitter end. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, you supposed to, you know. Hey, Dutch.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, I mean, shit, your man on here. Come on.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing for little Tony till 20 years. That's when I can commit to lock anything he could possibly be bringing in. I have to do some 20? More testing, Junior. How's that? Yeah, no,
there
I said on the 20th is when I can commit to that. I need to do some more
I'm
testing
talking.
Before I commit to racing one of them cars. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. So. Hey, Tony, we got one to go.
Get your ass to testing then.
We got one to go, boy. I mean, believe it or not, we got a month. And you know that month when you turn around, it's going to be down to 4 days. So,
you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, if we ain't got nothing else going on, I'm ready to shut it down. But hey, Tone. Well, I mean, hey, Bookie, we're gonna see if we can accommodate something for you. But you looking for a streetable type car, correct? No bar?
No roll cage. That's
right.
What you looking for. Sound like to me.
Does it matter the power additive? Because, I mean, some are selective. Think he fell off there. Well, I'm gonna get ready to shut it down, gentlemen. Let me open these two up before I shut it down. 248-9127, your mic is open. 248-9127. Well, I'm gonna shut it down, gentlemen. We ain't got nothing else going on. Again, appreciate you guys for calling in. Be safe out there, man, and get ready, man. July the 26th.